It wasn't until the 19th century, as industrialising cities exploded in size, that the formal study of crowd psychology and herd behaviour emerged. Reflecting on the French Revolution a century earlier, thinkers such as Gustave Le Bon helped promote the idea that a crowd is always on the verge of becoming a mob. Stirred up by agitators, crowds could quickly turn to violence, sweeping up even good upstanding citizens in their collective madness. By the mere fact that he forms part of an organised crowd, Le Bon wrote, a man descends several rungs in the ladder of civilization. While the discipline of crowd psychology has moved on considerably since the days of Le Bon, those early theories still retain their hold, says Clifford Stott, a professor of social psychology at Keele University. Much of the media coverage of the riots that broke out across England in 2011 echoed the explanations of the 19th century pioneers of crowd psychology. They were a pathological intrusion into civilized society, a contagion spread by agitators of the normally stable and contented body politic. Focus fell, in particular, on ill-defined criminal gangs, stirring things up, possibly coordinating things via BlackBerry Messenger. The foot soldiers, 30,000 people were thought to have participated, were depicted as feral thugs, hordes, animals. The front page headlines were clear. Rule of the mob. Yob rule. Flaming morons. Purportedly liberal voices clamoured for David Cameron to send in the army, shoot looters on sight, wheel in the water cannon. What we need to recognise is that from a scientific perspective, classical crowd theory has no validity, says Stott. It doesn't explain or predict the behaviours it purports to explain and predict, and yet everywhere you look, the narrative is still there. The reason, he argues, is straightforward. It's very, very convenient for dominant and powerful groups, Stott says. It pathologises, decontextualises, and renders meaningless crowd violence, and therefore legitimises its repression. As Stott notes, by shifting the blame to the madness of crowds, it also conveniently allows the powerful to avoid scrutinising their own responsibility for the violence. Last week, when the US Attorney General blamed outside agitators for stirring up violence, and Donald Trump referred to professionally managed thugs, they were drawing on exactly the ideas that Le Bon sketched out in the 19th century.